want to just tell you about a new kind of development that we had at the home. We normally have homes for children for quite a long time. These children we might not have for a very long time, but they are very needy children. They have a Thai dad and a Burmese wife, her mother. They lived in quite good conditions in Thailand until 2 years ago, and it began to fall apart. Husband began to develop a mental problem, and he, as a child, was sold into whatever he was sold into. And he's now wanting to give these children away for money as well. So mum is mortified, obviously, and her head is everywhere. She's just not there. So what's happening is that she's approached us and said, can we help? We said, yes, we can help, but just tell us a bit more about your story. And it's worked out that we want to help her as well, because she's had to go to the streets at night to earn money, and these two guys have been left around to do nothing. So we said that we'll take them. Young one, Dong Cao, which is rice tree, he's got a blood disorder. This has enabled the dad, who she's run away from, to trace them all around, because he has to be registered at a hospital somewhere. So these guys, we've become like a safe house for them, and we're doing our best for them. But he's very, very determined to track these. So, you know, if there's one prayer request we leave you with today, it will be that, you know, these children will be kept away from him for now. I've met this guy a couple of times. He's very unstable, very untruthful. And so, you know, we really need prayer, because if he comes to our place, she'll probably want to take them away from us. And actually, this is a very good place for us to be. She was able to go to a bank to open her first bank account, so that we're trying to help her to get her life back together. She's put her first month's wages of a new job, daytime job, into that account as well.
God's goodness has really shone through this year. We've just been amazed at God's goodness. And every time we've had a problem, I just know people are praying. Emma's quick on Facebook. She's not here, but she is my real prayer warrior there. When I put something on Facebook, help, we need, come on, pray. And I'm sure she passes it on. And I know Jill there prays all the time for us. And you know, it shows. Prayer works. It really works. And we've really found that out. When you, what they say is, you're back against the wall, you find out God is just so, so good. So rejoice with us this year. It's been a good year. We might have had all them problems that we just told you about, all, and had difficulties, but God has shone through for us, and we're just so pleased with the boys, how they're coming along. We're keeping these two new lads safe from this dad. I just don't understand that he'd want to sell them into the usual thing. I don't like there's children here, which is not, you can't believe it, can you, that a dad would do that to his sons? But it's awful. But we're keeping them safe, and he's not going to get them. So we might have them a while, a few years. We're trying to build up this mother, but it's going to take a while. But hopefully she will have them back one day, and the family will be good. No, we don't have any sponsorships for those boys, and one other boy is without sponsorship as well. So there is three places left, Tom, yeah, for sponsorship. We have our calendar that we brought over that Jill has very kindly said that she'll keep them and bring them a little bit nearer to Christmas, because it's usually about November you get a calendar, I suppose, isn't it, here? So this is our calendar from the home, and it's got most of the boys in. Well, it's got all the boys in. Some are individual, some are... We show you the baptisms. That's a nice one. Shows you all five. We didn't like to just show one, so got them all in the picture. It's £10, and all of it goes towards the children at the home. Don't take anything out. All of it goes. So please help us and buy a calendar this year. And Jill's selling them. We're selling them today, but if you feel, oh, I wasn't prepared for this, Jill's coming back and bringing them maybe October, November.
Do we have the video? Okay, we've got a short video, then we're just going to come back for a few minutes. Many thanks for having us here. It's a real privilege to come again. And, you know, thanks for your support, both financially that we've had from some people, and for your prayers. That's most important to us. Thank you.